At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Now back to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Back out of here. Hour number two. Some people saying behind the scenes, no way you would trade Jason Dominguez. Forget about Volpe, Kevin, if you're a Yankees fan at this point now. Save all the prospects. But before we save anything, let's get JP here on the horn. Lakers and the Warriors tonight. Current line, Lakers getting 6.5 points. Total listed at 227. Side, total, or prop, JP?
We're going to a prop.
Not a points prop. Now it's just the whole board, so. Now it's going to be one of Kevin's point assists. Is it going to be a block? Is it going to be a, you know, whatever, steal?
Maybe it's, I'm going to say it's your boy.
I
have
threes,
an idea
though, right? It's got to be threes.
You can go. I don't think it does. I got an idea, but you go ahead first. I want to do mine after you because I don't like when you go after me. Then your guesses after my guesses somehow always feel slanderous to me. So I just want to go second.
I'm going to go Wiggins over 1.5 3-point shots made. That's where I'm going.
All right. I'm going Kevon Looney over the rebounds.
Wow.
Yeah, shout out to Kev. I'm going over the rebounds. And you know what? I'm going to climb the ladder, too. 20-plus at plus 600? Yeah, sign me up. I'll take a piece of that.
Oh, my god.
Yeah, see, you don't even get that's 20-plus, Kev. So you were wrong on that. You just figured
what do you mean I was
regular.
Wrong?
Yeah.
You I don't think that's a pure thing. I think he's getting the whole thing. Hold on a minute now. All right, so that's amazing. I don't know. The Kevon Looney thing was calling my name. I think they jumped it up 13.5, 14.5.
It's 13.5 minus 136. And, like,
okay.
I have a feeling, like, if I don't watch this game and wake up at the half, like, he's got 14 already. Like, that, which shouldn't be the case. He's that crazy right now.
Yes, but here's my thing with that. He did not play a lot down the stretch. At some point, Kevon Looney did not average this in the regular season.
No.
What happened, obviously, is he was able to dominate the Kings, but it was all specific to the offensive glass, or it was elevated through the offensive glass. So it's now kind of his thing. It's kind of his role. And whenever he's out there, like, Kevon Looney doesn't get back on defense. You know what I mean? He just stands underneath the basket trying to grab offensive rebounds, and that's what he needs to do. The Lakers were very focused on it. I thought Anthony Davis did a solid job. And yes, I know I'm saying this all while he had 20 rebounds. But these numbers for Kevon Looney, the sample size of him going over this, you know, DRS, it's basically just like the Kings kind of thing, right? Couple of regular season games. It's so not what he does usually because he doesn't usually play as many minutes. At some point, this Looney thing comes crashing down. But I guess the desire to go over is still going to be there when he's clearing these props by, you know, nearly double digits, it feels like.
Yeah, I had a plus 308 parlay, which was a rebound parlay. That I said, you know, let me have a little bit of fun. Instead of looking just at, you know, who can go over with a three-point shot, I took Josh Hart to go over 8.5 rebounds at plus money. He ended up with, I think, 11 rebounds in the game, but he got a couple late. So I was like, ooh, like, yes, I had to sweat that one out to get it because with 3 minutes left to go in the game, I don't think he was there yet, but he did get it. But the other one was Kevon Looney, which I think it was 12.5 rebounds, I want to say. So I'm like, yeah, you know, I'll take a shot. He's getting like 20 a game. I think he had it at the half. I was like, like, wow. You want to talk about like a no-sweat 3-to-1 parlay, because the second half of it was a guy needed to get 13 or 14 boards and absolutely smoked it. So you're right. Like, I look at that because also, you're right, from a book's perspective, they can't just go, well, 19 and a half rebounds, right? Like, that doesn't make any sense. It can't compute.
No.
But my goodness, like, he's on one of those runs. It's like, you know, we talk about, like, even taking, I guess you could say, player props, like scoring props. It's like, wait, he's had four straight games of 40. Well, you can't put it at 39 and a half, but you can put it at 31 and a half, and you try to go against it. It was like the Dame, right? We were talking about, like, hey, what do you mean? Like, Dame's at 39 and a half. Great. If he gets it, I don't care. But goodness, he can have 33 points and be great and not come close to that. I just feel like that's where that number is. Like, you're right. One of these nights, Kevon Looney is going to get 7 rebounds, which would still be a decent game. We're going to go like, man, I can't even believe that. He only got 7.
Yeah, like being able to, you know, go under, you know, I guess what's the opposite of climb the ladder, break the ladder, right? And like betting big alt numbers under his prop, you would think at some point has to check in. I do, the interesting thing with Looney, he cannot guard AAD at all. They're, you know, are they going to try and go with Draymond on him? And if so, then, you know, who's Looney guarding? He's not going to guard LeBron, obviously. So all of a sudden, then, Kevon Looney's minutes could take a big hit. Despite how incredible he's been, and he has been absolutely incredible, but if AD, they're not going to just let AD average 30 a night, I don't think. I don't think they can do that, because I think then the Warriors are going to lose this series. And by the way, just to, you know, reemphasize something, how in the world did Anthony Davis also grab 20 rebounds? I mean, what in the world was... How did that even happen?
23 apiece. I don't know. And have other guys actually get rebounds as well. Like, hey, by the way, I still cash my Draymond rebound problem. How? 46 rebounds with the two guys. And people are still out there getting feels for rebounds, which is pretty incredible the way it plays out. Quick update here in Major League Baseball. We do got some runs this afternoon. 3-0 here, Nationals over the Cubs. That's the middle of the sixth inning. So heading towards the bottom of the sixth for the Nationals. Detroit still with a 2-0 lead here now in the bottom of the fourth inning over the Mets. The Tampa Bay Rays have struck twice here against the Pirates. 2-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth inning there. And how about this? The Angels, 7 spot against the St. Louis Cardinals. How impressive is that right there? 7-2. And the Cardinals, just a horrendous franchise. What happened? One of those teams that before the season, I'm like, hey, watch out for the Cardinals. Solid pitching, good bullpen, really good bats. Bringing up the rear right now in the Central, and that's pretty unbelievable. Two games are going to be starting up here momentarily. Orioles, Royals, Twins, and White Sox. Afternoon action on a Thursday right here on my...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com. Network.
Let's do it here. Quick odds boost update here on the FanDuel Sportsbook 10. Let me know if you're feeling this one. Steph Curry, Anthony Davis, they each get 6 points or more in the first quarter tonight. It's not, but I actually don't like the first quarter bet. The only first quarter bet I ever liked, just include Tatum in the first quarter, because I know he's going to shoot 8 times and end up with at least like 5-plus points.
Yeah.
But that's 2 3-point shots from Curry. Who are you worried? I'm worried about Anthony Davis, even though I probably shouldn't be, but that's where I'd be worried about.
But he plays a lot in the first quarter. Steph rests actually in the first quarter now, which is why he would be, I guess, the danger zone. But 2-1 isn't bad. Were you on the boost the other night in game one for that series, by the way?
No, which one? Well, I wasn't on it, but what was it?
It was Steph for 25.
Oh, no, I didn't.
For 20,
it was a great one. Plus
AD,
100.
AD, 10 rebounds. Plus 100 for minus 185. I bet it on principle. I genuinely, I know it's going to sound ridiculous. I thought it was going to lose. But I couldn't not bet a minus 185 down to plus 100 with the amount that you and I asked for them. So I bet it on principle. And Steph just had a huge fourth quarter. He entered the quarter with 13 points, maybe 15 points. Not more than 15, though. And he was able to, you know, kind of still get out there and clear that number, which was really, really big time to make that number. You know, again, it was a plus 100, but that boost was on its way to lose. Maybe I'll carry over the boost momentum then. Look, it's a nice little in and out DRS. You could be up and watch that, and then, you know, turn over and knock it out. Look, 9 o'clock. That bet's done by 9:25.
Now, hear me out. How about a 3-by-2 in this game? Can you hear me out on that one?
You know, they still exist.
Do they
boost them anymore? Like, I don't know why.
Well, that should be a boost in every game. Like tonight, 3x2 boosted to +115 tonight for this game. You're not taking that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And fun?
I mean,
and over right away? You don't even have to wait up through the first quarter?
Mm. Am I right here? Is this listed up and available right now? Let's take a look. Let me see if I can find this in this game. Shouldn't be that. Wow, this number's up to 6.5. This is outrageous.
Yeah, blow it tonight.
You really think so, huh?
Yeah, I do. By the way, I want to get some. We need some opinions on this game, too, which I think we're about to get. 844-843-6879. You know who's calling it right now. The X-Man on a Thursday afternoon. Locked and loaded, ready to go, X-Man. Talk to us.
Yes, sir. It's a beautiful day. I got it.
It is.
You going with the Toronto Blue Jays on the money line?
Mm-hmm.
The Dallas Stars? Toronto Maple Leafs? On the money line,
ooh,
and the L.A. Lakers on the money line.
Whoa. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
11-1.
So he's going with the Toronto double dip here, K-Dub, 11-1, and included your Los Angeles Lakers. But by the way, answer me this again. Now that we have K-Dub here, X-Man, Lakers-Celtics final. Let me hear it. Let me hear who wins it.
Jaylen Brown, Finals MVP. You know who win it.
Whoa! You know what? I might like that angle, though. Still opens up the Tatum slander,
yeah.
Donnie. I don't mind that angle at
yep.
all.
You asked me, I was having a good laugh at that the other day when I asked him the finals. He was really enjoying the Celtics mopping up the Lakers. That was kind of good.
You know what, though? It's possible. I picked Boston to win the title, so nothing's really changed. I really don't think the Knicks or the Heat, though, will be able to complete the run. Like, you right now are of the mind that the Boston-Philly winner is going to go to the finals, right?
Yes. Yeah.
It'd be hard to not think that's going to be the case there. Which, again, when you just... I know, and you and I agree in that Boston is a bad matchup for Philly, but it's one of those things where, like, Philly shouldn't... Philly should hang in this series. They have home court. They have the MVP, you know? This should be a great series. It really should.
Yeah, and that's why, as a fan, you wait. The NBA is so long and monotonous, and we scream and cry that there's really no big games in the regular season because when there's supposed to be, a different star is just sitting the game out because of, you know, maintenance days or, you know, just taking load management at this point, where you finally get to the playoffs and say, you know what? I waited all year for this. A very good Celtics team, a very good Sixers team. Let's get it on. Best man wins. And it felt like you could never actually get there at that point. Because like, okay, Embiid, he's hurt. He might come back. And say, come on, man. It's not even going to be healthy. Like, it's not as if you had the better team with a hobbled player. It's like, ooh, that's going to level the playing field. Like, no, the Celtics are the better team. And you've been an MVP, not just a good player, the best player in basketball this year, who's basically on one leg. I hate it as a fan. I just do.
Oh, no, absolutely. Because, and I'm not going to start saying things are tainted or what. It is what it is. And we'll get a sense of how healthy Embiid is. You're right. Probably next game. We didn't get a great sense last game here.
House going to be rocking.
You know, imagine this, you know, this Boston Eastern Conference run. And I don't want to downplay Miami or the Knicks, but they get an injured Embiid and no Milwaukee Bucks. Like, after all year long, we talked about those big three teams.
Yes.
That's the pathway there for the team that comes out? That would be, come on, you know what I mean? That wouldn't be right. That wouldn't be right.
And also, you could see the Celtics win the championship, and let's just say it's against it. Well, come on, man. They didn't even have to play the Bucks. They didn't have to play Joel Embiid, and they played the Nuggets in the finals? Or, you know what I mean? That's where that would go at this point. Let's head back to the phone lines here, 844-843-6879. Chris from Austin is calling us on a Thursday on Moneyline. What's up there, Chris?
Mr. Rightside, Mr. Walsh, good afternoon. How are you guys?
Hello. What do you got for us today? Hello. Let's go. What do we got?
Man, I loved you guys' conversation. You were talking about the Sixers and whether they played him, Embiid, whether to see if he could give it a good go, where he was. If they did that was a horrible idea. And let me tell you the difference in the two Eastern Conference semifinals. You've got Spoelstra and Riley, and you've got Doc, and you've got Morey. Spoelstra and Riley said, we've got our one. And he could play, but we're not going to play. Plus, that Heat team has some championship pedigree on it, right? And they went out there, and they gave it their all. Spoelstra and Riley. Doc and Maury, we got a regular season effort out of the Sixers yesterday. It was disgusting. I couldn't believe that those guys went out there. So I immediately said, okay, let's go ahead and take the Heat at minus 120, because when the Heat win in Miami Saturday or Sunday, whenever they play, it's going to go to 2-3, right? I mean, I could not believe that effort. And we should have known. We should have never trusted Harden to give us a real effort on consecutive nights. And that's my worry about the Lakers tonight, is that Anthony Davis may go back into regular season mode. We saw it in game two in Memphis. I was like, damn, what's wrong with LeBron wants this. If you looked at LeBron, he wants this. And he's going to give it his all. You don't worry about LeBron. And LeBron's not the GOAT. Don't even go there. I'm older than both you guys. Mm. But anyway, he's going to give it his all. He's going to give it his all, right? But that fucking, that freaking Anthony Davis, you never know what you're going to get out of him, man. The Sixers, that's the difference between the organizations. Spoelstra and Riley, Maury and Doc. No championship pedigree on that Sixers. It's a wrap, man. It's a wrap.
So there it is. To take a couple of things there, I think it's a fair point that he brings up in that, you know, Miami, right? Got our game. Got our game. They almost got the second game. Now, they didn't, because it's a hard thing to do. But they really did almost get that second game there, right? And does that speak more to the Knicks? Does that speak more to the Heat? I think it's a combination. Mm-hmm. But it's part of the reason why I really think the Lakers are live tonight. It is not about fading Golden State. They're so incredible at home. And this would be a monumental task for the Lakers if they pull it off. I almost assuredly would like Golden State in game number three. But I don't think the Lakers are in a position of, we're good. Don't worry about it. We're not going to try tonight. You don't just hand games to Golden State. Golden State, I know how bad the road record is, but they always find a way to win one on the road, Donnie. They always find a way, and damn it, they won two last series against the Sacramento Kings. I do not think the Lakers lay down and hand this game over to Golden State.
Speaking of them laying it over and handing it over, how about the Angels 10-2 over the Cardinals in the third inning? Cardinals, we're on manager watch right now. It seems like that's how bad the start to the season has been. More baseball on the way. And also, let's get down to the nuts and bolts. Lakers, Warriors, coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it here on a Thursday afternoon. Major League Baseball going down all over the place, including runs, and more runs. One thing I'm not surprised is Lyles gave up a two-run shot here to the Baltimore Orioles. They have a 2-0 lead over the Kansas City Royals in the top of the second inning. Just underway also the Twins and the White Sox here. Not a great baseball card for me overall. Like betting into, I think maybe there's a couple RBI props that are possibility at 4 o'clock. For the Atlanta Braves up against Luzardo, and maybe a couple possibilities there a little bit later tonight between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Red Sox. But there is nothing. Hey, if you're like, hey, where's all the games at like 7 o'clock and stuff? There isn't. The latest game today is going to start at 6:11, and then everybody obviously getting back to business tomorrow for that full slate on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I don't know. Usually, a lot of times that Thursday is like that getaway day, so it's no surprise.
But usually there's still like a night game or two. You know, like, we've got one game, it's at 6:40. It just looked a little odd there, but it is what it is. It works well. It kind of just helps for the day if you're looking to get involved. It just passes the baton over to the NBA tonight.
Yes. Also, just a quick note here before we start breaking down this Lakers-Warriors game. Michigan center Hunter Dickinson transfers to Kansas from Michigan. Now, the only reason I'm bringing this up here is I saw the video that he posted. And, like, it's, you know, obviously cut up and somebody edited it where he has, like, his earpiece in and somebody's giving him a call going, hey, you know, Hunter, where you going, man? The whole world's waiting. And I sort of had to put it on pause at that point and be like, you know what, I'm out on this already. Like, I was at, so who we're waiting on Hunter Dickinson, where he's going at this point here, as if it's going to mean anything. I just got a laugh out of it. That was all. Any thoughts on Dickinson to Kansas?
I mean, he's supposed to be a big deal. It says the number one player in the men's hoops transfer portal. So I don't know if that ranking exists. I don't know who's doing that ranking.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Well, everybody's already transferred and he's the only one left, so he's the best. Is that what that could mean?
Honestly, maybe. Maybe he was the number one player, right? I mean, he's a college basketball player, right? A 7-footer, back to the basket game, can rebound the ball.
Why would he leave, so, though? Why?
Well, you know, it is a bit odd. It might be change of scenery. But here's the thing. He didn't leave. See, we talk about, like, the Caleb Love thing. Caleb Love left UNC to go to North Carolina, right? And it's a little odd because, you know, you talk program
Michigan,
prestige.
Right?
And yeah, what did I just – I don't know whatever I – but yes, you're right.
Yeah.
He left North Carolina to go to Michigan.
Yeah.
Like, going to Kansas, that's a step up, right? I think that's okay to say. So – in that respect, it makes sense. The other schools, Kentucky was on that list. That's a step up. He was looking at big schools. And, you know, that's probably a bigger NIL bag, too, you would imagine.
I don't know. Like, wouldn't Michigan like to keep him? Like, they got to have deep pockets at Michigan, right? Like, I can't, how much more could the money have been at that point? But also, sometimes when you're, like, he's been, in front of it, when I saw, like, he's been there 3 years, like, it feels like he's been there since 1981 at Michigan. Like, my goodness. I mean, how many more years of eligibility do you have left is the feeling I get. But at the same time, like, if you're that big fish at, like, Michigan, like, isn't that, like, your team? It's just kind of odd. It's like, hey, by the way, I'm just going to go out to Kansas, which, again, is another monster school, but are you going to be a Kansas Jayhawk for life at that point? Like, you just associate him with Michigan, but you go to Kansas, it's like, well, I'm going there. Yeah, I want to win a championship, which I can't knock, to be honest. But when you're a player that's supposed to be on his level, it's like, no, I'll stay here and I'll win a championship here. And if I don't, you know, I'll get my number in the rafters. I don't know, you know?
No, I think that that's totally fair, right? He if he would have stayed at Michigan and played with Caleb Love, right, he could have been able to... You would think maybe have themselves a big season. Could it also just be, you know, behind the scenes stuff maybe that we're not aware of? Maybe, you know, the relationships in the room fractured a bit around a very down season. Look, the Wolverines were one of the big underachievers of the year. Obviously, North Carolina was a tier of themselves in that respect, but Michigan was a big underachiever. And that leads to finger pointing and question marks around fit. And that's both sides of it there. You know, I don't know how many, you know, tears are being spilt throughout Ann Arbor to see Hunter Dickinson officially choose his next school.
There you go. Off to Kansas he goes. And again, not bad to go play with Bill Self, maybe the best coach in college basketball. See how it works out for him. But tonight, 9 p.m. center stage, Lakers and the Warriors. And I know at one of the segments ending, I was getting all upset because I just would like this. But we're never going to find out because it's impossible to know. But I swear, if that game started at 7 o'clock compared to 9 o'clock, the ratings would be much higher if it started at 7, which again gets back to the notion. I don't understand why the NBA does this. I just don't. I have honestly, no clue. If I told the NBA, started at 7, next contract that you sign with your ads and with networks will be higher because you're getting better ratings. I don't understand why it's not done. But then again, I never understood why, like, the NFL used to say, okay, DirecTV, so even though, like, 3% of the country can get it, here, you take this.
Well, I guess, so let me push back instead of just agreeing, though. For the teams, for the folks that are fans of those two teams, that means that this game tonight would be starting at 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. You don't think that's a bit of an issue, Donnie?
For who?
For the people on the West Coast.
Here's the thing. If you're looking at the West Coast, and I do, like, I remember looking at these, you know, numbers. Let's just say 12% of the public in the United States, Kevin, lives in the Western time zone. Do you see what, Pacific time zone? Do you see where I'm going with that? Why would you even, as a network, cater to that audience, even 50% of, let's just say, the Central time zone and the Eastern time zone? It doesn't even make any sense. It's like when we vote and say, okay, well, the bigger populated areas are the cities. And they always show, like, the map, like, well, look at this. The entire country is, Republican red or whatever, and only a small part is blue. How do they win? That's because population density usually wins out. That's who you usually can cater to when you're selling ads and also when you're just being a network at this point. So why would you say to yourself, we're going to cater to the 12% as opposed to, like, the 50%, which is what the Eastern time zone basically would be?
I do think there has to be some credence given, though, to who's at home. I think, at least. I think there has to be something to the home fan bases there. I think would be extreme.
I agree with you, because I'm not saying this should be the case during the regular season, because you still have to cater to the home audience showing up for basketball games. But I brought up the same argument saying, do you notice when you get to Major League Baseball in the playoffs, the Phillies will play multiple games, Kevin, on a Tuesday at 3 o'clock. And I never once saw, like, oh, man, the Phillies only have 10,000 people in that stadium there. It's sold out to the gills, and people are fired up because it's different than the regular season. That's the only reason. Like, 10 o'clock games I always get mad at. I understand that. You are catering to the home audience. It's a 7 o'clock out there. That's your home fan base. That's where you're looking to get your ratings at. But when you turn into the playoffs, the ratings are national, and you're saying to yourself, like, for a person and I like me, and I'm a little against the norm because I wake up way earlier than most people do. Let's just say you have a 9 to 5. What are you waking up? 6:30 in the morning? 7 o'clock in the morning? You theoretically can stay up and still get your full day in. I wake up earlier than that. But I'm just even using it for, like, the kid. Like, the kids love the Golden State Warriors and Steph Curry on the East Coast. It's a school night. The fifth grader staying up till midnight to watch us? No. But at least if the game started at 7 o'clock, that fifth grader is probably going to at least watch to the half or beg their parents, like, oh, it's such a good game. Let me stay up, I promise. Do you see where I'm going with that? The ratings would be so much better at 7 o'clock than 9 o'clock.
I see where you're going with it. They still set record ratings for their game number one, and I don't think you can go that far the other direction. I think the best they could do is 8:30. Look, you can't have look, here's the deal. Okay, and I understand everything you're saying, okay? But if my home team had one of their biggest game of the season start while I was driving home from work, I'd lose my mind.
But in the playoffs, like, the Yankees will do that. They'll play an afternoon game in the playoffs. You see what I mean?
Yeah, but it's one, a playoff. Yeah, but that's really mainly only in the opening rounds. And two, that's not how the NBA works, though. Even if, Donnie, that's not how the NBA works.
But see, and also, I'm prefacing to my saying, because the reason why this is getting brought up, Kevin, is you don't even have the outlet saying, okay, well, the Sixers are the early game. We can't put them both early and go, you know what, that makes some sense. It's a standalone game. What is it doing at 9 o'clock? That's stupid.
If it wasn't, though, it'd be a 10-10-30 game. So this is basically, they did move it up because it's standalone.
But it should be an earlier, but this should be the perfect situation. Like, even if you want to go to 8 o'clock, it's the perfect thing. Like, honestly, the only reason I'm looking at this is because it doesn't matter to me. I'm not going to be able to watch this game. I'd be lucky if I make it the tip-off. That's a job I have now, and I understand that. I'll see it in the morning. But you know me. Like, very rarely do I say I got it. Like, I'm upset that the Lakers and the Warriors, the series that I call the best of the rest in the NBA, the way that I want to watch it, I'm going to watch probably 20% of the series. And that's just the way it's going to be. When if it was at 7 o'clock, even I'm in. Kids are in. West Coast is in. Central time zone. Mountain time zone. Everybody is in. Not everybody's in at a 9 o'clock tip. It's baffling that the NBA does it. It really is.
I also would have to imagine, though, right? So some of the stuff I agree with, right? Like, the 10:30 Sunday start times. But with this specific instance, there does have to be some reason to them to think, listen, sure, we'd be able to bring in X number of East Coast, but we would lose X number of West Coast, and that all in all then wouldn't be worth the squeeze. But also, like, maybe it's an attendance thing, Donnie, as well, where, like, where the Lakers and the Warriors, like, yeah, right, dude, 4 o'clock start time, biggest game of our season. Yeah, right. Because you want people to start showing up, 2 hours before your game.
But
there to 2 o'clock.
But here's the best part about it. Like, owners, I used to say to myself now, and you can equate it to the NFL, where teams are going, like, overseas left and right now. And teams are selling their fan bases out left and right. Why? Hey, you make $3 million on a home gate. How about if we send you over to Europe and the NFL guarantees you 10? Oh, we might lose, but I get an extra $7 million? Let's go ahead and do that. Ask an NBA owner right now, like, hey, by the way, if you put that game at 7 o'clock, the next TV contract, your franchise is going to go up $75 million in value. They'll risk their team every single time for that dollar. We'll be right back Thursday afternoon on the Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We'll be right back.
Back at it here. Lakers, Warriors, 6.5-point number, 227 as a total. Checking in with the FanDuel Sportsbook. Where's that money going? How about this? Basically 50-50 on spread bets here. But Golden State is taking the money at 65%, which is about what you would think. I, again, thought that the Golden State Warriors would win Game 1. They didn't. I'm all in on the Warriors in Game 2. I am. Now, having said that, I'm actually rooting for the Lakers, but I do think the Warriors win going away tonight. I honestly do.
Yeah, I think that that's totally fair. I think we've seen that largely throughout this postseason, that the way to bet is if that home team does lose the opening game, take them to come back and take game number two. Tonight, to me, though, feels like a world where that trend could be bucked. I do think that the L.A. Lakers have I just think they had the chance to win tonight's game. You look at the way last game played out, losing the three-point margin with the nature that they did. You tighten that up a little bit. Bad game from Jordan Poole, better game from LeBron scoring. And I think the Lakers can win this game here tonight, a lower-scoring game here tonight.
By the way, this one, I thought about it quickly here as I read it, and I realized I was wrong. But hear me out on this, too. How about these? Largest comeback market. Golden State Warriors to trail by 10 and win. Lakers to trail by 10 points and win. It's interesting because you could get 14-4, 24-14. Qualifies for it with a long way to go. And they're both massive markets here. Now, granted, how would you lose this? Well, you know, the Warriors trail by 10 and lose the game. And the Lakers never trail by 10 and wins. Like, well, that's how you lose. But I got to be honest with you. It really catches my attention because it's how many times in a game where a team is just down 10 points at one point in the ebbs and flows and the comebacks and the runs where easily that could be done. That's an interesting market here. Some big prices. Like, okay, I think the Lakers get down early. They weather the storm. Right, Kevin? Yeah, wow. 28-18 first quarter. Three balls going nuts for the Warriors. Then they settle in. And you got a 650 ticket in your pocket. And basically, let's just say a tie game at the break.
Yeah, you know what's incredible? So I just decided to look this round. The Sixers were down by 12 in their victory over Boston.
Yes.
Outside of that, though, DRS.
Nobody?
This hasn't been. It's not. The Heat did it in game one. But Heat-Knicks, the largest lead for each team was 8. The Warriors at one point had an 8-point lead over the Lakers, but they couldn't push it to 10. The Nugget, or I guess Phoenix, never had a double-digit lead in game number 2. Like, so, but you're getting big-ticket items on it, right? You don't need a hit at a 50% clip in that. I think the number you put, 14-4, right? Is the kind of 15-5, where the live money line on any
doesn't
of those
really
teams
move
would not be reflective of what you're getting there. It's the early lead that you would be looking for. It doesn't mean there aren't late collapses. There's plenty of them. But where you're getting incredible value, where you could absolutely hit the window if you really wanted to, by the way, would be on those early leads there.
By the way, also, the number of dunk markets here in the first 3 minutes, no dunks, minus 148, one dunk, plus 116, like three dunks, 30-1. I almost wish they actually had, Kevin. Like, I see that what they do in the first 3 minutes, put a number out for the game. Like, that's just a fun bet, like 13.5 dunks, or what? I don't even know what it would be, to be honest with you, but that would be a fun one where it's like, okay, multiple shots. Every time you see a dunk, that's another one. You go up. What's he laying it in for? It would just be a fun bet to throw like pizza money down on at that point.
Right. I think that those markets I just have such a little grasp on because I don't know what you're supposed to look up. Do you know what I mean? Like layups? Yeah. Yes. You know, like LeBron
uncontested
always dunks in the first.
Shots.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, I have no idea. I did look, by the way, the 3x2 tonight, obviously no boost, but it does exist. It's minus 114 for the yes, if you wanted, in tonight's game. That's not bad.
I don't know.
Warriors, Lakers?
The single best bet in maybe sports was the 3x2. The excitement, the fun, the cheering, and a legitimate price, which, you know, hey, just give me plus 120, plus 120, whatever it is there. It's so much fun. They took that away. I still can't figure it out, whereas the only reason is they were losing money on it, so they decided to bury it there. Like, we can't do that anymore.
The thing is, it lost its luster, though, before it officially stopped becoming around in that. you know, the MO we used to have is, hey, look, man, if, you know, two games on, if we split,
get one. That's fun. Yes.
We're going to either win $5, nothing, it doesn't matter. We got to the point where we were splitting and losing money. Yeah. I was like, huh? Like, but it's like, it's Suns, you know, it would be Suns Nuggets minus 130, you know, boosted up to minus 110 to three. I mean, I don't think this is really worth it.
Forget about even like watching it live. Like, I just loved watching FanDuel and cheating. Like, a three ball went down,
which was great. Always,
which
hilarious.
Was great. And also the fun part about it was we used to, you know, sit live on the air. And the three balls, every night we'd have two or three different games, which we were all tied into three balls with like maybe seven or eight players, like big tickets, like, you know, bet $50 at a 15-1 and cheer it on. And I'd be like, ooh, like the game would be 78, like, let's just say 78-70. And it goes, ooh, now it's 78-73. Somebody hit a three. And you'd actively watch for 20 seconds, like, ooh, he's in the corner. He's in the corner. He's on. Oh, no, you passed it the wrong way. They were so much fun, man, just to cheer on at that point there.
Well, that was – so I didn't admittedly – like, when you did it for the 3x2s, it was always a bit hilarious because it's like, well, there's no drama here. But when you would do it with our big three-point player props, so we knew good news was coming, but we didn't know where it was coming. And you'd be, Connaughton in the corner! Connaughton! Oh, don't pass that! And he'd kick it to Middleton again.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. I mean, how many times did Chris Middleton screw us?
I know.
I mean, really. I mean, does that guy owe us money or what? Goodness gracious, man.
Yeah, see,
was Middleton the foot on the two, foot on the line culprit for you? Wasn't that one of them where you, like, next morning woke up and found out that they changed a Middleton three-point on you?
It was one of those. The worst one ever, though, was a Draymond Green rebound they took away from me. Like, it was, and it was a really good parlay, too. It wasn't like, hey, man, $25 to win 50. It was like $50 to win, like, 400, and I got paid out. And they took it out of my account the next day. And I was so, like, honestly so devastated. I bet, like, five different things that night and, like, lost it all back plus even more. Because I was so angry at losing $400 in my account at that point. But, yeah. So I've been through the ringer. But I think it was a Draymond Green rebound that they actually took away. How about this one? This shows you how crazy this series is, right? Five made threes for Steph Curry parlayed with five made threes for Klay Thompson plus 208. I mean, what is that? Each guy, not 10 combined, each guy must hit five, 2-1. Oh, my
goodness.
Insanity.
It's crazy. They're from another planet, the two of them. It's really what my favorite thing is, you know, you have to lead the series in made threes, and Steph Curry is still, you know, this minus 250, minus 300, despite Klay Thompson being in the series. And you can't even, like, justify going out there and betting the Klay number, because you just know that, well, yeah, but Steph is going to have a bigger game, right? Or Klay will have one down game and Steph will have no down games. Like you had, if you wanted to take a shot, right? Like, you had six makes from Jordan Poole, six makes from Klay. Yeah, well, Steph made six also. So thanks for trying.
It's crazy. Like, it could come from anywhere at that point. I do think there's going to be an avalanche tonight coming down in that respect. And we were talking about, like, player points a little bit earlier. Anthony Davis and LeBron now tied 25.5 and 25.5 on both sides. You know, looking down the list, per se, D'Angelo Russell's only sitting there 15.5, which always, you know, gives me a little bit of, hey, you know what? If you can get, like, one game per series, like he had D'Angelo Russell for game six against Memphis, where it's like, all right, just go ham. What we like, well, I don't need you every game. Just give us your honest effort. High teens, mid teens, everything. But then once a series, pop a 30 spot, because I know we're going to win that game. That's the one I always look out for with him.
Yeah, the thing with that is it will always happen in L.A. He's not going to have that game on the road. It is no coincidence that that was a game at Crypto.com Arena for Russell. He's been so good for them at home. Not to say he's been bad on the road. He was pretty good in game number one, honestly. He was really good in game number one. But you're not going to see that you know, explosion-type performance there. I'm interested in LeBron tonight on the 25.5 line. It's exactly what happened in game two against Memphis, where his scoring uptick there, especially coming off of that 9-for-24 night, as well as, you know, what if that focus shifts over towards AD a little bit more? You know, if they go out there and throw Draymond Green on AD and then Wiggins on LeBron, which is, by the way, kind of some of the way the matchups were playing out anyway. But, I mean, they really, really commit to that there. LeBron's going to have to be able to take Wiggins and try and make the most of that matchup if possible.
By the way, you'll get a kick out of this market. And something, look, it's not FanDuel's fault per se, Kevin. Are you ready for this one? Anthony Davis to record a double-double and the Lakers win, plus 205. The Lakers just to win, plus 220.
Yeah, it's just the same thing to them, huh? I mean, his rebound.
Like, you get better. Like, you get better. Like, if Anthony Davis doesn't play and the Lakers win, you get plus 220. But Anthony Davis could go for, like, 31-9, and you lost that bet. Because like, you know what I mean? Like, they had to win the game. It's almost, just take the money line. It's hilarious.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. It's not worth it. And him getting a double, again, like, you'd at that point be like, should I just bet the no on him getting a double-double and hope that the rebounds don't come in? How are the popular parlays for this game tonight? Anything good? AD and Draymond for 22 rebounds? I don't like that. Oh, wait a minute, though, Donnie.
Go.
Klay and Steph to combine for 10 threes minus 115? I didn't think that would be the price on that. That's not terrible.
Let me see. Let me see. So where'd it go? Featured parlays? What's it under?
Yeah, popular parlays.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm going to have to have some fun with
that. LeBron and Steph for 60 is interesting.
Let's get more wagers. Oh, wait. Clicked on the wrong button there. No, I was interested even that first one at like a low number. Like, what happened to it? Popular parlays. I switched it on. Oh, there we go. Anthony Davis and Draymond Green, 22 rebounds. Like, hey, Anthony Davis is going to get 23. Don't worry about it, Draymond.
Yeah.
I do think Draymond has Draymond does have a decent game tonight. Let me see. How far can we run this up the ladder at this point? AD.
Yeah, you can. You can keep going.
LeBron and Steph for 75 combined. Wow.
That's obviously
AD and Steph for 74-40. Like, they're all decent prices, but they don't sound. Draymond Green and Kevon Looney for 24 plus rebounds, plus 280. Ooh, really?
Say that again.
That's not bad. Draymond Green and Kevon Looney to combine for 24 rebounds plus 280. Dre's getting at least 6 rebounds, right? That's not crazy. And to think that he can't get 9 or 10 is not wild. And Kevon Looney to get his new 15 boards, that's not a bad price right there.
Yeah, but you still.
That's actually a fun wager to cheer on, even though it's rebounds.
No, they are. I like the getting combinations from guys on the same team is also. See, it can kind of vary. It depends what you want. But I think there's sometimes juice to that there where it's like, look, one of you guys is going to have a great game, right? Yeah. But that's kind of my, you know, and I know it's the lower end of it, but Klay and Steph. With their made 3-point shots. Those guys to combine for 12 plus 230. Goodness. That was a winning wager last game.
Man, it's hard to just compute because you just say, well, what does each have to average? 6 and 6. It's like, what? Man.
But also, it's them, you know? Like, it's those guys.
What about Klay and LeBron for 8?
See, I don't mind that. I wish they had. Do they have LeBron and Steph? Like, I would like LeBron and Steph combo 3.
Just points, it looks like, yeah. Just points. That'd be too heavily bet. Losing your mind out here in these streets. 80 and Steph Curry to combine for 75. 8-1. Get busy. We got one more segment here in the afternoon. Before we set you free, make sure you come back right here. SiriusXM Channel 159.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's go. Final segment of the day right here on Moneyline for a Thursday afternoon. Center stage in the NBA tonight. Yeah, it's the Lakers and it's the Warriors. Now today, as we always do, K-Dub, on the early line, giving out some of those same game parlays. Had a lot of fun this week so far until yesterday, which again, as I joke, I don't think anybody won a same game parlay if you were lining it up there on any sort of overs with Sixers and the Celtics. But today, I got a nice one here, plus 135. And nothing is too outlandish here. Draymond Green to get 6 or more assists, which he routinely does just about every night. Draymond Green to get 4 or more rebounds tonight. Klay Thompson to get 20 points, and Austin Reeves to make 1 3-pointer. It's a plus 135. It seems like I'm going to be in the entire way, unless, again, Klay gives me like a 2 for 14 night. That's what I'll be cheering on. K-Dub's got LeBron to get a steal or more, LeBron to get a block or more, Draymond to get a steal or more, and Draymond to get a block or more, plus 281 price. And with that one, as I joked this morning, legitimate chance like you can actually have that wrapped up in like the second quarter.
Yeah, fun wager. Fun wager if you want to get involved with those defensive props there. Kick it over to JP so we don't miss him.
JP.
Yeah, let's climb the ladder on Looney's rebounds. Let's go over 13.5, over 20. And I like that Draymond one you guys just mentioned before at plus 800.
Yeah. There you go. Trey, popping in. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, this guy Rui Hachimura's prop's been going wild. This thing's up to 7.5 across some books. It was 5.5. So people are betting that left, right, and center. I will mention, though, because we always try and do this, DK does come through with a nice little boost tonight there.
Oh,
LeBron, 20 points, AD, 10 rebounds,
okay.
Steph, 4 threes, plus 120.
Oh, like it.
That's
yeah,
a nice
I should
one.
Be in on that. That is a good one. I think I'm going to be
that's
on that
one. That's a nice one. That's
DK,
a really nice one.
DK, you really want to win over the market minimum or maximum bet $100 on those
think 50 is the right move. I always think 50 is the right move.
I need more.
Sometimes I wonder what would happen if we were able to go unlimited, you know, on these boosts.
Well, the analytical people will tell you that you get EV on all of them, so you should be going as hard as you possibly can on every single one of those. But I do think we're cashing tickets in tonight. Major League Baseball, I think I might have something cooking there for 6 o'clock, about 50-50 proposition there. But thanks for tuning in once again on a Thursday. For JP, Donnie Wrightside, and Kevin Walsh, we'll be back tomorrow.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.